what does that mean? What feels good to share with others so that they can believe in whatever they want to believe in as well? Which is so beautiful because, you know, whenever you are so deeply invested in something, a spirituality of some sort, religion or whatever, you almost like kind of push that onto other people. And I feel like that's maybe what I did before. So I love being in this more enlightened space of like knowing that people can change and they have different mindsets on spirituality and religion and things like that, because I did. How can I show up and remind and invite everyone to do the same?
Sapphics and allies, you're listening to Queer Women Rising. That's women with an X, because we are inclusive here. When we hear the stories of queer women who have gone before us, we see evidence that there's nothing we can't do. And yes, we can too. It's time for you to level up in life, in love, and step into your most authentic, abundant reality. You won't be the same after this episode. It's your turn to let go of good for greatness.
Your best life is now loading.
Let's rise.
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 Let's rise. Being a queer woman in the South can be challenging enough. So being here to trailblaze as a woman of color, I can imagine, would be even more challenging. To not only be a woman of color, but to be a woman in business, a literal queer joy maker, an abundance glass ceiling breaker. Ooh, I got the goosebumps because that's what she is. I would know. I hang out with her all the time. This can't be easy. And today my guest and my real life dear friend Imani makes it look so easy and flowy and peaceful. But it's not always that way to be a queer woman and a business owner. We're going to talk all about it and her lovely life. Imani's been teaching yoga since 2018. She's always had the drive to create inclusivity and diversity in the yoga community of South Louisiana. And if you've ever been in a yoga studio, you know that that's not always the environment you walk into. It sometimes can feel like you've entered the high school scene of Mean Girls, where there's cliques at every table, but that's not the case in her studio. Back in the chaos of 2020, not teaching yoga gave her time to realize that she couldn't live without doing what she loves most. And in 2021, Imani opened her own studio in our hometown of Lafayette, Louisiana. And the community of her dreams is steadily growing. Even as from the moment that I wrote this bio for her to introduce her on this podcast episode, her business has grown so much, and I want to celebrate that. As Imani's real life friend and my past PPB coaching client, I'm honored to get to witness her being such a beacon of queer joy and abundance in our hometown. Welcome to the show. We're only doing this so it can be on both of our Instagrams on Instagram. Otherwise, we'd totally be doing this in person over a cup of tea.
Hello.
Hello.
Cheers, honey.
Cheers. Okay. How cute is this? I went and painted it.
That's.
And I'm like, pumped.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I was like, I need to be on Sophia's level and have a cute little drink.
I love it. For everyone who's listening on the podcast, I'm holding up like a rainbow mug, and Imani has like the cutest little handmade mug too. And if you want to join us on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm always on Instagram Live with my guests where you can ask us questions in real time. Imani, I'm so glad to have you here. And I know that you're probably like, oh my God, stop talking so good about me all the time. But
I almost cried just now. Like my eyes were welling up with tears. I needed that more than you know. Thank you for those sweet things that you just said.
But it's so True. And I get to see it firsthand. Can you put down your camera so we can see your beautiful face? Thank you.
I'm like, I don't know what you see. Is this okay?
There we go. There we go. I know how amazing you are inside and out. And it's not just, oh, I see this girl on the internet rocking the world, that juicy booty on the internet and calling out the yoga poses, angel of God voice. Like, you're really that awesome and you're my friend and I love being able to go out with you as much as I love talking about business or doing yoga. So thank you for existing. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that we get to do all of that together. It's hard to find, you know, friends that share so many common interests together. You yeah. know, like I can really talk about anything with you and I feel so seen and it's so rare.
I'm honored to be that space. I feel that way with you. It feels like a safe place from the moment I met you, and I've appreciated that so much. And what you're really good at is cultivating safe spaces for people in our community. And for anyone just joining now, Amani has a very beautiful, successful yoga studio in our hometown that focuses on inclusivity. Would you like to just tell your story of starting your studio?
Yeah. I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay. So yeah, just like Sophia said earlier, you know, I started teaching in 2018 and I knew that I absolutely loved going to yoga classes. Like it's something different about taking a class in a studio, but I wanted it to feel like homey. I wanted it to feel like I wasn't walking into, like you said, high school.
Yeah.
I wanted it to feel like it was my friends. People look like me. People act like me. People share the same life experience as me. It's hard to find. It really is in a yoga studio. You can find it more at a gym, unfortunately, than you can in a yoga studio.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that at all. And so in 2020, I moved to New Orleans just to see what more was out there for me when it came to teaching yoga. And it was even harder in New Orleans.
Really? It's
yes,
more diverse. It's bigger.
I know. But when it comes to hot power yoga, which is the style that I teach, it's very, I don't want to say culty. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say that
yeah.
It can get that way where it's like, we want this type of person here, not this type of person here, which is understandable, right? We want people who are dedicated to our craft. We don't want just know anybody.
Yeah.
So it was just really hard for me to find a job there. And I took that as a sign, you know, Imani, if you're not finding like what anyone that's connecting with you, you create the place where people can connect with you. You create it yourself. So I only lived in New Orleans for 6 months and I moved right back. I got an amazing blessing with one of my friends to be able to start a studio with her. And we just like put the head in and we were just like, let's go. And we like, within a month, the studio was open.
Wow.
You know, this is, that was my third business that I've started. So I was really used to like going in, knowing how to create that community online. So it wasn't hard to start it. I think the hardest part was like committing to it and having people commit to it.
Oh yeah.
You know, that reciprocity, which I'm sure you understand.
Well, the entrepreneur, we're like, I have this idea. Okay, now I have this one. Like,
People love to like skip around and go everywhere. And it's like, you know, you cannot get another place like this, and I say this very humbly, where you can find a studio in the South that is owned by a queer, young, Black woman.
Love it. You can feel just such a safe energy there. And the first class I went to, you sang at the end. It was a spiritual experience.
I did.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that's been another thing that I love to do. And how amazing is it, right, to be able to take all of the things that I love and all the things that feel so good to me and just like jam-pack it into this experience. And I mean, it wasn't, like I say, it was easy, you know, in the beginning, but honestly, like it wasn't. Those little details, you know, all the doubts and all the confusion of, you know, the big businessmen doubting me to be able to take it over on my own and having to prove to them, you know, I was 26 years old and I'm like, I've never had a big name for myself, you know, like it's just me with all these tattoos trying my hardest to look professional. And I was denied a lot. you know, and I had to prove myself. And here I am 3.5 years later, you know, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
I'm like, so proud of you.
You thought I couldn't.
So are you like me where when someone tells you you can't, it actually like if I was a dude, I'd be like, that gets me hard. Like,
no, it does. Oh, I love it. Because it's like, oh, I've done this before. Don't doubt me.
Yeah.
Don't doubt it. Like both of us. And I think that's why we get along so well, because we both have like that really intense drive to prove everyone wrong and to be like that trailblazer of a woman.
Yes, exactly. One thing I heard from you, like in my business coach brain, it just went off ping, ping, ping. You're like, oh, I couldn't get a job doing this. So I saw a hole in the market for it. Mm-hmm. And I decided I'm going to create it. Then I took all the things I love, which even includes singing and the unique ways that I lead a yoga class compared to what's out there. And you created something that literally didn't exist, and it satisfies you in such a deep way. It's not just a workout. Like you literally created something that other people can't replace.
Yes, in so many different ways.
You want to know your sign, Imani?
I'm an Aquarius. Oh, how do you do all this? How do you look at the comments at the same time?
It's hard.
I'm an Aquarius, and I'm currently 29.
29. I love it. I'm Gemini, but rising Taurus. I think I come across very Taurian, and I'm 32. Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? The closer we get up there.
Okay. So what does an inclusive yoga studio mean to you? Because for people who's never been, we've described what's not inclusive, but what does inclusive look like?
Yeah. So, and also, I don't have any fire signs in my chart. I thought I did. I'm looking at a comment right now. I thought I did for 4 years. I thought my rising was Leo.
What?
It's not. Did I tell you that too?
I think so. Oh.
No, it's actually Virgo, which is Earth.
Okay.
I put the time of my birthday wrong.
I did that too.
I love knowing it though, because it was so much more true to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I could see Leo in you, especially with the way you rock your hair and like just the personality, but the Virgo makes a lot of sense.
Such a homebody, such a nurturer.
Yeah.
So it feels good to know that. But regardless of that, what makes my studio inclusive to me is when I see people that look like me and share the same experience as me. But what I mean by that is queer people. What I mean by that is the young and the old. What I mean by that is people who are not like as wealthy maybe as others. People who have lived deep into the trenches of their lives and experienced contrast that most haven't, you know, because I've been through all the things, you know, in my life. And when I know that people have shared a similar experience, that's when I know that, like, I'm safe there. And it's hard for me to be in places that I know that they haven't. They can't relate to me in any way. You know, like, I know that you and I probably share, like, a different path when it comes to our upbringings. Yeah. But I know because you know what it's like to be hated on for being queer. You know what it's like to experience hatred for something that you're just showing love towards yourself.
Yeah.
It helps us to be able to connect and to love ourselves in that space. Because how many times have you been to a place where it's just, like, you feel like your skin is crawling because they don't understand you at all.
And they don't want to.
There's no desire. They just see you. They see, like, you're the walking billboard or whatever the hell you look like, and that's it. And whenever people walk into my studio, literally someone said this the other day, it was this beautiful chocolate woman, gorgeous. She's had just piercings everywhere. We laughed, and she was like, this place is home. Mm. And I'm like, wow. I'm doing something right. Holy crap. Oh my gosh. My eyes were just like welling up, and it's just like, I go to sleep so happy every night because I know that someone is impacted by me and they feel so safe. Like, there's so many lesbians that come to the studio because there's a big ass rainbow flag in the front of the studio now that I'm not taking down.
Yes.
I don't care if it's Pride or not.
All your-
I ain't taking it down. And it's so fun because before they walk into my studio, they know if you ain't about the gay, you gotta go away.
Yeah, no, I love it. I tell people all the time when it comes to your branding, if you're not yourself, you're going to end up with working with people that you can't be yourself around.
Yeah.
I don't want clients like that. And I love that you're a yoga teacher. So I literally, the reason I left my divorce was because of doing yoga in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I left my divorce. Left my ex-husband was doing yoga in Florida at the time and having to look at myself in the mirror and actually be present with myself in a way that only yoga can make me present with myself.
Yeah.
And so I'm so grateful to the practice, and I ended up having a crush on my teacher. So to me, yoga and gay just go together.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. And I love to be that experience for so many people. You know, I've had that happen a good bit of times where people, like, you know, they come to class and they're like, dang, like, you're so relatable. Like what is this? Like, you know, it's like the yoga teacher essence that you see this person who's so inspiring and they're like, oh, you know, we've all had that person, whether it be a teacher of any sort or like something like that.
Yeah.
I completely understand that. And I love it.
It's like your fun life to grow and evolve and look at these different experiences and be like, well, it all got me to this place.
Yes. I remember when I first started teaching, one of my students like told me something like that. And it made me really happy because it's like, man, you can really relate to me. In some, like, something is waking up within you because of me. She's like, I feel like I might, I'm like, oh. You know, you might, what, like, you know what I mean? Be vulnerable, be transparent. Oh, it's something that lights me up so much to be able to be that vessel for people, which I know you feel the same way, where it's like people trust us so much because we're real, honest, vulnerable. Like, there ain't nothing you can tell me that I will ever judge you about.
Oh.
And none of my teachers either. Like, we've all been through it. Right now I have, oh my God, I have my 11th teacher that I just hired right before this call.
Wow, look at you being a badass business owner. 11 teachers, go queen.
Just did that.
I feel so happy.
Oh my God, my friend Crystal, which I think that you met her at my grand opening event.
Hi, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
So she's your new teacher?
Yes. So much more inclusivity at the studio, which I'm so excited about. More love, more friendships. I love when my friends work for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those weird bosses. At least I try not to be.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
You know,
so you have 11 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. This morning, me and the team were counting, and they were like, Sophia, there's 7 of us. You keep saying 5. There's 7 full-time people. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe. Like, it. As a business owner, especially what you're saying, you've gone through hardships. How does it feel? Like, does it feel like pressure to help other people put food on their table? Or does it feel like really empowering?
Both.
I have to agree.
Definitely both. Because whenever we're having a hard month or something like that, then I feel pressure.
Yeah.
But then whenever we're having a good month, I feel so empowered that I get to do it. It's always I'm empowered by it. But, you know, there's always that, like, oh, I got to keep going.
Yeah.
Even when I don't feel like it, because it's beyond me.
It is. And I think you brought up a great point as a leader, because people don't talk about it. Not every single month might be a good month for you and your business. And as a leader, it's not that you have to just put on a smile. It's that you have to lead every day. Whether it's a good day or a bad day, you have to remember your values, why you're doing what you're doing. And honestly, some days I can only look up to God, whatever you want to call it, and just be like, help me lead.
No.
Because this is a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how I woke up this morning. Like, I woke up with a sore throat, headache, nose running, all that shit. And I'm like, I don't have time for that today.
Sing it.
I texted you last night and I'm like, Sophia, give me the power. to be on 10 today, baby. So I sat down and I'm like, look, give me the strength, God. Like, I have got to show up and, you know, lead this interview before this podcast and show up fully and share the word, whatever it is that people will hear from me and from you today. And that's how we've got to show up every single day, because we don't feel like it. I probably don't feel like it more often than I should. You know what I mean? Like, I get so overwhelmed really easily. But what keeps me going is my teachers and my community. And as soon, and like, I'm like a mom. We describe that a lot of time. Like, I walk into the studio and all of my things go away. Mm-hmm. Any sickness that I might be feeling goes away. My throat, what is that? I don't feel that. Like, any pain.
Leadership.
Yeah. It goes away because we've got people to feed. You know, these teachers, they depend on me now. And I'm depending on myself now to grow this brand more than my wildest dreams. Mm-hmm. And it's growing each and every day. It's expanding each and every day. Like I just told you the other day at dinner that, yeah, you know, we're expanding. And I'm like, you know, it's definitely pressure, but the pressure keeps me going. So,
yeah. Do you feel comfortable to share like different ways you're expanding, or if it's like under secret, you know, wraps?
Girl, it's so secret.
Okay.
It's so secret. But what I can say is that the modalities of healing are about to expand within my facility.
Okay. And for everyone wondering, she has Zenden in Lafayette, Louisiana. The best. Yes. Yoga studio in Acadiana. And eventually beyond.
Girl, New Orleans, where you at? Because when I'm living there and I can't go to a Black-owned yoga studio that I feel comfortable in, looks like I gotta expand there one day. I keep that in the back of my mind every day. I'm like, I cannot wait. Hi, Bethany. One of my very favorite students and friends. And one of my biggest support systems. It just feels so good to have these people here.
I will literally come to New Orleans to go to your grand opening and to go eat all the good food.
Oh my God. Like, I want to open it during Mardi Gras so we can go take a yoga class and then go hit a parade real quick.
Mardi Gras Mambo, like Mardi Gras music in class. Anyway, I just love the energy that you bring. So people listening may not know what New Orleans is about or Louisiana is about, but it is like witchy, soulful, magical, and you bring all of these parts of your spiritual practices into the studio in a way that doesn't feel like overbearing to anyone's particular religious tradition. And I love that. It's just a magical environment. What do you feel is your favorite like spiritual thing to bring into your work on the mat?
I love that question, and it's expanding so much recently because my spiritual practice has been changing a lot recently. So it's been fun to experience that and feel myself wanting to take different spiritual practices than what I'm used to. So basically I was like heavy into like the witchcraft and things like that since I've opened my studio, and that's the way that I kind of navigated all of my ceremonies. But now I've come into more of like, you know, honoring myself and who and what I personally believe in. And so it's more like, you know, I believe in God for sure. Like that's what's coming first for me lately. And I believe in honoring myself as the entity. And so then I ask myself, what does that mean? What feels good to share with others so that they can believe in whatever they want to believe in as well? Which is so beautiful because, you know, whenever you are so deeply invested in something, a spirituality of some sort, religion or whatever, you almost like kind of push that onto other people. And I feel like that's maybe what I did before. So I love being in this more enlightened space of like knowing that people can change and they have different mindsets on spirituality and religion and things like that, because I did. So how can I show up and remind and invite everyone to do the same? So that means taking those witchcraft practices and kind of watering them down a little bit to be more inclusive to anyone. So that means having a cacao ceremony and doing it in a way that feels more expansive and feels more open-ended, because anyone can drink cacao. And by cacao, that's like the chocolate plant. And it's so good.
Like heart chakra opening magic. I love it.
We love some cacao, and it's directly related to the heart chakra. And it's good for people to know that you can connect to your heart in every single religion. You can connect to the divine in every single religion. So I've just been expanding my favorite things, such as cacao and sound bowls and, you know, sound healing in general, and not directing it to any certain thing, giving people freedom from what I've experienced to change their mindset and to not really like contract into a box. You know, and I have to realize, like, look at me, look at us, like, we are so open from that box. How can we say like spirituality is just believing in witchcraft or Jesus or this certain thing? So it's been really humbling and freeing to remember that, especially in a yoga studio, because a lot of people, just like you said, don't do yoga because of religion. So if I can be this person who believes in God, but also knows that everyone is different, oh my God, the sky's the limit. Everyone is welcome.
Love this conversation, but what I selfishly love even more is the fact that like I get to privately have these conversations with you. You know, like where we could go so deep, and like, it's so amazing just to know that the woman that I have on the platform is truly like, you are who you are online. No matter what we're doing, we're having these conversations, like you make it such a safe place, and we can always talk about God in so many different ways. It's been really an interesting thing for me, because I'd say like around September, I started getting like very honest with myself that I like loved God. I remember an ex-partner looking at me and going, you pretend not to like that Jesus guy, but you do. And I was like, it's not Jesus, it's just the Christians that have hurt me. And so, and that sparked this thing in me. And then it's just been like, boom, 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 boom. Like people in my life that just keep pointing me back to like a little bit of what I was raised like, which is really triggering, because as a queer person, we've been hurt by it. So it's really, really hard to separate the two. And I love the conversations we're having here and the conversations we can have offline, where it's like, it's interesting to come back to our roots, even if that root is like our cultural roots or faith roots, and be old enough, wise enough, and educated enough to go, we don't need to take one thing that someone tells us as truth. And the thing that people say to like bring you down is saying, oh, you're cherry picking things. Yes, I am, because I am. I am me. And I, like you said, I am a goddess in us. Like, I'm not worried about disappointing the big guy.
Yeah, and we
big girl.
The big thing, whatever we want to say. And like, we can choose and we can cherry pick, because that's who we are. We are not one thing. We are picked and chosen within ourselves what we like and what we don't like. Why can't we do that with literally everything? You know? So I pick, oh, I like this modality. Perfect for me. Oh, I like this modality from this. Perfect for me. You know? And then we bring that all together and it creates this delicious gumbo pot reference. So that people, and like even Sam commenting on the live right now, she's my only Muslim yoga teacher. And when I say I cherish her with my last breath, because she brings even more inclusivity into this yoga studio. And she speaks Spanish. She is just so beautiful. She brings so much that even I can't into my yoga studio. So, like, who would have thought?
We need you in Acadiana.
Yes! Oh my gosh, that makes me so... Oh yeah, I'm seeing some good comments. Christian witch, like Muslim yoga teacher. This is good. This is a good conversation.
So good. Okay, back to business. I gotta know, what was it like to open at such a young age a business like that you're depending on people to sign up, people to buy into you as a leader, not just your team, but actual community? What was it like? And did you have other like jobs or experiences before that that led up to this point?
Yeah, so I had already had two businesses before that. So I was really, really well versed in how to get people to listen to me and to look at me and say, I want to either be like her or do what she's doing. And that's something that my mom taught me at a very young age. Yes. She was very affirming to me. Hey, baby girl, you are beautiful. And if people hate on you, that's just because they want to be just like you. So
I love your mama.
Oh, she's the best. I hope she's on here right now. Probably not. She don't really get on Instagram that much. But when she does, it's hilarious.
Okay, real quick, I need to tell you about Wisp, an online healthcare service that is for the girls, gays, theys, and me. In fact, for 3 years, they have been a part of my daily regimen. I know many of you listening long to create beautiful, women-loving women relationships. And that, my dears, begins with excellent kitty care. Like, no offense, I don't know about you, but I personally don't want to be at a kitty cat cafe, if you know what I mean, that doesn't provide the freshest dessert for me to lick. So do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and keep your kitty cat cafe fresh. With Wisp, everything from the consult to receiving meds is done from the comfort of your phone, and the company is proud of being inclusive, cost-effective, and accessible for everyone. Wisp believes that you know your body better than anyone else, which means no more urgent care visits for issues such as UTIs, yeast infections, or STI treatment. You can save so much time not going to in-person appointments or waiting in line at pharmacies. The free shipping will save you so much time. Or same-day pharmacy pickup can have you feeling better faster. Before Wisp, I was prone to getting BV, but my kitty pH balance stays perfect. Chef's kiss now that I am on a consistent probiotic regimen. Ladies, this is so important. Personally, I subscribe monthly to Wisp Probiotics, Sexy Time Lube, and OMG Cream. It's like female Viagra. I also get D-mannose and boric acid vaginal suppositories as needed, so I'm prepared if something starts to fill off down there. Also, if you're about to meet a new partner from my lesbian dating platform, you definitely want to be tested before sleeping with someone new. You can order discreet online testing from your bed before you jump into bed. Go to the link in the show notes to learn more, or go to hellowisp.com and use my code Sophia for 15% off. That's code Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, for 15% off all your kitty needs. You're welcome. Okay, back to the show.
But anyways.
You can watch the replay.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And she can get on the podcast. But that's what she told me at a very young age. And so I literally took that. And I had no doubt in my mind when I started. So I'm an esthetician. So I had an eyebrow business for a while. And I never promoted for this eyebrow business at all. It was just word of mouth, because I had worked at Ulta for like 8 or 9 years. And I just kept my clientele going. I quit. And so word of mouth, I had a brow studio.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't promote that because I was overbooked. That's the only reason why. Because I was overbooked, because my students would, or my, I still try to get her to do my brows.
I was going to say, girl, I might have to like text you after this. Name your price.
So right now I travel, I do brows while traveling. So I go to people, I have my little setup.
Wait, do you do microblading?
Or? No, I do waxing.
Okay. Waxing.
Yes, which okay. I really, really love. So I did that. And obviously you can tell by these comments that like, people love that shit.
They love you.
They loved it. And I did that for about a year until COVID hit. And while I was doing that, I also was doing like art walks and like markets downtown Lafayette, where I wrapped crystal jewelry. And so that was a business that I promoted by myself and started a full Etsy account with that. So basically I was doing brows and I had my Etsy and I did the markets all at the same time while teaching yoga right before the pandemic.
Dang, girl.
Right. So it was like four things that I was doing at one time, and I was executing it perfectly. I was tired as hell, but like, I was understanding the logistics of having businesses all by myself and like working and working, like keeping my brand, showing my face, connecting with people, being extremely happy, letting people know that like they can love me for me and give me their money. When they started paying me those big bucks, girl, it was a done deal. I was like, I'm never working for nobody again. Oh, someone saying that they still love their earrings by me from so long ago.
I think we both had like crystal jewelry businesses.
Yes.
That was my first big thing.
Yes, people love jewelry, and that was a very good craft for me.
They're still wearing your necklaces.
Oh, this is gonna make me cry. I love this. So then, whenever, you know, the pandemic hit, I only did my jewelry on Etsy. And my Instagram account blew up because everyone wanted to order online.
Making money during the pandemic.
Oh, I was balling. I'm going to say it was the best time ever because I got to stay at home, do my yoga at my house, work on my craft, understand business, like really go in, focus on that. Meanwhile, I do know that it wasn't a great time for everyone, so I do honor that and respect it fully. But for me and my personal experience, it really gave me that time to sit with my craft and figure out what I wanted to do. How is business really done? You know, I wish I could have talked to you during the pandemic because we would have had a great time figuring that out.
We would have put something together and made thousands of dollars. I love the attitude though, because so many people, and rightfully so, during the pandemic were really, it was hard time for a lot of people. It was very hard if you're used to one way of being to you couldn't consider pivoting. But I think for entrepreneurs, we see kind of life as a game, and we're like, we're gonna overcome this challenge. And although there's the real pain of real awful things happening in the world, when it came to business, we saw it as another business challenge.
Oh my God, and if we can just stay home? That's that Virgo rising, baby. I'm trying to sit my ass down.
Same.
Okay.
I literally, like, this is what my friends call the bat cave. I love being in my own energy. I don't want to move.
Like, and it was so interesting, right? Going from working from home during the pandemic and then opening a studio where you have to go to work.
Yeah.
Oh, it was actually really nice, but then it also still to this day gets to me where I'm like, I was so used to being in my own energy all the time. To where sometimes I have to take like 2 days off and just like be in my bat cave and just shut the world off and just create. I'm still creating. I'm like starting another business behind the scenes right now. I don't know if you've been watching my stories.
I need the tea. Oh my God, I need the tea. Okay, but wait, could I just proposition this to you? Like, you keep hiring teachers and eventually you show up to lead events that are like transformative, and beyond that you have your teachers. Like, why not?
Yeah. Oh my God. So what do you mean show up to events and be transformative? Wait, what do you mean?
Like, people are like, the Imani is going to be teaching tonight and leading the cacao ceremony, and you do it like once a month, but that bitch is sold out, right?
Okay.
They want to do the theater.
Yes. So I'm actually getting my ducks in a row with a local coffee shop that has a lot of followers. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Is it the one I go to all the time?
Yes. In your neighborhood.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're so good about supporting the queer community.
Oh my gosh. Literally, they donated one of their coffee carts to my grand opening, like you saw. That was donated. Oh my God. And so they contacted me, I think it was yesterday, and they're like, we need to have you to lead a big class to bring your community into this neighborhood. Like, we need this. And it's like, that's what it's about. You see it. You see what's happening. And it feels so good. Like, I'm like, my heart, you know, when she let me know that this is the reason why, like, we see what you're doing in the community. We want to, like, help you to expand into this community as well. It's like, please, I would love to.
Oh my God. I could say a million things to you privately behind the scenes about the couple who owns that place. Like, they do not brag, and they're just incredible. They received a lot, and they truly care. And whenever I had, you know, any friends that me and my ex-man partner had, all just kind of like split and run like little roaches whenever I came out, like, they were always so kind to me and always so supportive. It's real allyship.
Yeah. Oh, look at these comments. Thank you, Fuse.
Imani true to the core, supporting her is easy and an honor. Oh,
this is one of my students, and we actually have a collaboration coming up this weekend. He's an artist. He makes amazing music. And as an artist, it's like, we got to support each other.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so you had multiple businesses before. You started the yoga studio. It was different. Now you've got something else coming on. Okay, the hard conversation, but we got to go there. Everyone kind of knows that yoga studios are really challenging to make profitable. Mm-hmm. So what has been just a word of advice? Because maybe, you know, there is a yoga teacher listening, yoga studio owner listening. Perhaps, thank you, Bethany. Perhaps, though, there may not be someone who's listening as a yoga teacher, but they have a subscription-based service where they're nervous to start because it's a low-ticket service to start. I know there's people who are thinking about coming into my program, PPP coaching program, and they see someone like you doing something in real life, or maybe one day selling online a low ticket program, and it gets scary to start. What's that advice, and how did you make it profitable?
It is scary to start, especially if it's a you have to come to the place type of business. It's hard to build a brand that people walk into. They can stay behind a computer all day and pay you money and sit in their bed or just have something be delivered to them. But when they have to drive and they have to take care of themselves and they have to be uncomfortable in public, that's when it gets tricky. And what I would say helped me the most that can help others would be to stay consistent. Don't give up on yourself, even when the numbers don't look as good. People don't know that. They feel vibrations.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm. If your vibration is up high, they won't question it. They'll remember you in the back of their head with that smile. And whenever they're feeling low, they can come to you for that smile. Because they have to walk up to it. So just like I know that I can come to you when I need anything because you're always so like driven. You always have those words of wisdom. I know that that's who you are. Yeah. That's what you have to be when you're starting a business that people have to go to. Be consistent. And what I would really say is start your brand before you open. That's the number one thing that I would say.
That's so good.
Start your brand before. So I already had multiple memberships before my studio started because my vibration was so high, just like that comment. And I let people know what I was doing. I kept them very in the loop every single step of the way. Like we were starting it together. You know, they want to feel like they can start it with me and they want to be a part of it. If they feel like they're a part of your journey, they're going to keep showing up.
Love it. Like, really what you're saying is you're building a movement that people can't help but be in. If you can create something where they're like, I want to be a part of that. And in a way, it's creating an environment and a community that gets people excited. It's not actually about the thing we're selling ever. Uh-huh. Ever. It's about the movement that we're creating. And the way that you just said, like, you have to be the vibration and it doesn't matter about the numbers. I cannot describe how true that is. In the very beginning phases of my business, it is taking one review that people give you and being loud and proud about it over and over until other people go, okay, I'll try that. Mm-hmm. Like you, and the thing is, people watching this, people listening, we're queer people. We have been through some shit. And because of that, I think it makes us even more raw, more real, more authentic, more full of integrity. And I think as good-hearted creators and entrepreneurs, we feel uncomfortable with promoting ourselves if we don't feel we deserve it yet. Mm. And so you have to go off of that one bit of, oh, well, this person signed up and this person signed up, and get really comfortable with promoting and making what you already do and who you are enough. And if you can believe who you are is enough, then other people will believe that and it will compound.
Yes, and you helped me out with that so, so much. When I was in the PPP program, it was transformative for me because having that consistent person, you, showing up and say, you are worthy, create this content, this is what I do, like laying out the framework for me, this is what worked for me, you can, I love what you're doing. Some people just need that, you know what I mean? I even needed that. Even though I had my studio for 3 months or 3 years already, Like, sometimes we get down on ourselves, even as creators.
Yeah.
They're asking, what's PPV?
Well, it is my live coaching program where I help queer women with their branding, build businesses with their passion projects. And whether your goal is becoming famous online or making more money, I've helped clients go from zero followers to 70,000 followers at this point. That was the highest jump we've taken so far. And I've helped clients hit $30,000 months. So there's really nothing that you cannot do with a lot of followers or without a lot of followers. So my highest, most successful clients have less than 10,000 followers. So know that there's nothing you can't do. So if you're interested, DM me PPB, I'd be happy to help. And if people are like, Imani, what's your yoga studio? Or I want to be able to support you online, even if I don't live in the area, what would you like them to do? Is it a DM, a special word, or?
I would just say, follow the studio, reach out, let me know what you're looking for. I offer a lot on my Instagram page, whether it be like inspiration or just a high vibrational frequency that they want to feel. You know, like, I want people to share the page, and I don't want it to be just in Lafayette, even though it is, you have to go to it. I want to be like that yoga studio that everyone knows is in Lafayette, the biggest yoga studio in Lafayette, the studio that always has the wait list on the weekends, because I definitely do. Like, I want everyone to know that. I want them to travel and come whenever they're in New Orleans, like, travel 2 hours up and come to Lafayette, to the studio. So just follow the page, get acquainted with my community, message me, let me know if I'm inspiring or how I can help you. You know, like, I want to have those conversations. So that's what you can definitely do.
I feel the goosebumps. Like, I've always known that about you. It's that you're different, and you're building something so big, and people are so drawn, and it is because of your energy. But, like, even what you just said, for anyone listening who's like, I want to build my movement, it's, you're leading people where you're going. You're not just talking about what you've done so far to get here. You're like, this is what my yoga studio is going to be known for. This is, yeah. We already have the wait list. Like, this is what people are coming for, whether they have or they haven't, which I'm sure we have had people. But, like, you were like, this is where we're going. And that is what people need to see.
Yeah. Yes, it's what is going to keep happening. Like, it's so fun. It's like a kink that people have. They're like, ooh, I want to go to that yoga studio. It has that wait list. Can I get on the wait list? Like, can I get into the class? Yes. And that's going to keep on going. I want every single class to have that wait list. Well, I guess. Yeah, we're not going to limit ourselves. I'm like, shit, that sounds a little bit stressful, but let's go.
Let's go. I think also that's a really good point. I think sometimes as business owners, we have this we energetically hold ourselves back.
Yeah.
We're afraid of maxing out our capacity for what we can hold client-wise. When reality, if we structure our businesses, which we always will, God's always going to give us solutions.
Oh,
like, we can
day.
Structure to go bigger and bigger. Okay, I love this comment. It was a while back from Kip where you said something like, you said something about how it is more challenging to build a movement in person where people have to actively get their asses up and go to you. Mm-hmm. And Kip said, I feel like that's shifting. People are wanting to be out more in all senses of the word. Ha ha. Like, so and I agree. I think it is happening. I think one thing we're going to see in the world and in business is AI is really taking over. Products are being sold and even shipped by robots now. People at Amazon are losing their jobs. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But I know what's going to be sustained are the people who build communities and movements that other people want to be a part of.
Yes, real places. You know those places that kind of try to create those in-person energies or like situations, but they don't quite touch it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, oh, this restaurant's not gonna make it. It's not gonna make it.
No, even like workout facilities that don't have that same connection. Like, you cannot duplicate what can't be replicated.
That's right. That's right.
You can't. So people do want to get out more, but they want to do something that they feel at home with.
Yes.
So that's just the main thing. They will step out if they feel like they're your bestie. They will step out if they have something to talk about with you. They will step out if they feel like, you know, comfortable and loved and safe. And, like, they're going to have a good-ass time. Like, everyone's going to go out and have a drink, but will you go out and sweat your ass off at yoga?
So good. So good. And I love what you're saying about inclusivity. And also the conversation on what makes you unique to where, like, you know what? Not everyone might not like that vibe, right? Like, there will be people who they're like, no, it ain't for me. And that's fine, because the people that you are going to attract are going to be your ideal client. The people who aren't, like, let them go anywhere else. And then the people you do attract become like your warrior for your brand.
We're like a clan. So yeah, I'm not even going to get into it, but we all wear the same shoes at my studio.
What shoes are they? Wait, I want to know.
They're potato shoes, clogs. So we call each other the Clog Clan. Because we're all like, you know what I mean? We're girlfriends. Like, we're just girly pops in this girly pop world trying to find our people, you know? And like, I have my people. They're like my best friends. I come to the studio. Every time they come, they're supporting me and they're like lifting me up. I'm lifting them up. We stay after class for like an hour and just chit chat and just like, it's just so fun lifting each other up. And that's what you and I do too. Like, we're at a restaurant for freaking 4 hours, just like lifting
each other up.
That's what it's about.
I love it. Okay, TR Nessie says, this message, I own my own company for 7 years. It's all energy and vibrations. Be what you are selling, own the identity, share with others, and it will attract them 100%. I can say that as someone who's just like built already a successful dating platform for lesbians, which, by the way, guys, that's called Queer Country Club. It has been literally just embodying that image 24/7 and sharing it online, being the brand and people reaching out and being like, I align, I want to apply. That is what it's for.
Like, so, girl, I wish I was single. I'll be in that country club. I don't wish I was single, but if I was single.
Oh, no. Yeah, if you saw her partner, you would understand.
I do not wish I was single, baby. But if I was, or if you would have opened this before, I would have been up in that thing, because anything that Sophia creates, anything that she put her hands on, you know it's about to be something big, something amazing. But no, I'm not single. So anybody in this message trying to,
Oh my gosh. Okay. So last thing, cause like, I love to bring relationships into every conversation. Is it interesting to have a partner as an entrepreneur? How does that look for you? And real quick for me, I need someone who gets it or we're not gonna get
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So oh, go ahead.
My mom's in the comments too. She says, you see her with her little hand over her mouth. Hey, mom.
Hello, mom. In her sexy little swimsuit.
I know. I put that as her profile picture. I was like, girl, you look good. I gotta put this swimsuit as her profile picture. My mom loves my girlfriend. Oh my gosh. And she loves everything about what I'm doing. She's my number one supporter. Hey, Crystal. Like, my mom is just my number one fan when it comes to everything, which I'm very, very grateful for. I know everybody doesn't have that experience. No. And we were just talking about you earlier, mom, so I can't wait for you to watch the podcast. And I feel like I've dated a couple of entrepreneurs in my life, because I've been out since I was 18, so I've done my fair share of dating women and all the different things. I've tried it all, okay?
The rainbow.
Yes, I have definitely done my fair share of all the things. But what I will say is, where I'm at now is exactly where I'm meant to be. This is a woman who doesn't own the facility that she works at, but she is like the main bee in charge. So she understands like when I have to leave and go and do this, when I have these different obligations, she understands. And she has seen me from the beginning. Like, she has seen me in the limelight. She understands that, like, this ain't no joke. And she lives very deeply in her truth, in her craft, right? Because she is she's a behavior analyst for autistic children. So she knows that, like, what we both do is changing lives. Yeah. You know, so, and she comes to yoga multiple times a week at my studio. So she's heavily invested in it. She knows that, like, this is my life. And now you're invested in my life with me. So let's go. I love that she doesn't own a business, because whenever she clocks out, it's all about me. When she clocks out, we're done. Now, for me, on the other hand, you know, it's a little bit different. So I actually love that she doesn't own a business. because we get that, you know, those different types of lives while also both being women in power in the mm-hmm. things that we do. But she holds me accountable like no one else. She's there for me more than anyone besides my mom. Without them, I would be nothing, for real. Them and my sister, like, ugh, I have just the best family. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
It's so sweet to have that support system. And like you said, like so many women don't. And if you're looking for that, whether it's being in my comments, actually joining Queer Country Club, going to Imani Studio, finding that community of people who actually have like genuine concern for you and want to see you rise is so, so yeah. important.
If you're a business owner, it's important that you're with someone who's going somewhere. That's something that I would say. Because, you know, if she wasn't, it would be hard. And it has been hard in the dating world back in the day. Someone who's just working for a corporate industry would never understand what it's like for me to, like, go out of my way and have to go back to the studio and have to, you know, write checks. And it takes hours and having to go to all these meetings. Like, they just don't get it. They just don't get it.
And it's okay. It's okay. It's valid. Like, I freaking love my corporate friends. Like, but it's like there are things that, like, maybe they wouldn't be as empathetic to because they just haven't experienced
that. Exactly. So. And it's completely okay. But if I was in the country club and I was single, that's something that I would probably say. I would need someone that's in charge of something.
Be in charge of something. I don't care if it's like you and the next two people in your office or your own cookie company. Like, right. You don't care what it is, but know how to lead and take action and don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy, baby. Go to work, okay? That's it.
I love it. Thank you for being here. This is the best conversation from yoga and spirituality to relationships and business. It was beautiful. It sounds like our actual private conversation.
No, seriously. I feel like we are at wherever we go.
Here.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we're at dinner. It's the same exact conversation, y'all. Just like, you know, just without the
except
drink.
I do have an espresso martini.
Every time.
And you have like some sort of beautiful mocktail.
Right. And we're just eating gluten-free bread like maniacs.
And warding off men because we're both very feminine lesbians.
I wish we had a stamp for when we go to Palmyre.
Like a little sign, like to just sit.
But I love being with Sophia because I'm so mean. And she's like, we're lesbians. And I'm like, because I want to be like, shut up. I want to like curse them out. And Sophia's like, we're lesbians. And I'm like, you hear her?
I love it. Like, we'll beat your ass outside if you touch her.
Like, between the both of us, something's gonna happen.
I tend to piss dudes off. And, like, it wasn't a thing until I'd say maybe, like, 6 months ago again. I don't get it. I think I started dressing more feminine again. Yeah. I do think it's, like, I realize I don't need to be going in a more masculine direction. I think that might be something that I don't know if you felt when you were younger, because you came out younger than I did, but like, I felt like, oh man, like to fit in the queer community, maybe I'm not masculine enough.
Oh yeah, I had a mask phase.
No. I need pictures of it.
No, it's all on my old Instagram. No one knows it. I was just wearing like flannels and Chuck Taylors.
Picture.
It was weird, but I still had fake eyelashes and lipstick because I couldn't go full mask.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a little bit. But yeah, like, we are not mask lesbians, and we just have to like know that. No. And so it pisses people off, especially saying that you're a lesbian to men is so, I don't say that anymore just because sometimes it endears them. It endears them to be like, ooh, well, I can be a part of that. You know what I mean? But whenever it's different whenever you say it. I'm going to keep letting you say it, not me. Oh, look, my mom says she never had an issue being Imani. Oh, mom.
So sweet. So sweet.
I really haven't.
You're so good at being yourself. But you're right. It's different when I say it because I say it very, like, go away or I will call security.
Yeah. I love whenever, because whenever I do it, I don't know. It's just not the same. Maybe because my voice is so softer than yours.
I think they're not expecting this big gruff voice to come out of me. And I'm like, I sound like I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
So when you say it, they're like, oh, shit. Okay. But when I say it, they're like, oh, really? Are you a lesbian? I'm trying to get to that. And I'm like, I'm not trying to make you get into this. Just listen to Sophia, damn.
Thank you. Thank you. Aw. You got a mom fan too. Bethany says, I love your mom.
No, everybody loves my mom. My mom comes to all of my queer things. I used to hold these queer meet and greets with one of my friends, and my mom was always there. She is like 10 out of 10 ally mom.
Wow.
Yeah. Because like a lot of people don't have that.
No.
You know?
Not at all. And I have a good mom, but that is not in the cards for us.
She's just like a cool girl. You know what I mean? Like, she's the kind of lady that's just in the corner drinking her margarita, just looking. She's just sitting in her chair like, something ain't right with them, but oh well. Something ain't right, but I'm going to let them do their thing, girl. I ain't worried about it. She ain't worried about nothing. Oh.
Love it.
Love her.
Well, have an amazing day, Imani, and I will need a follow-up text with Mask Lesbian Imani Era.
Oh!
And your exciting plans that I missed your stories because my long-distance girlfriend was in town this weekend, so I wasn't, like, on Instagram other than just, like, you know, posting because we always post consistently.
Yes, even if we don't bring it in, we still put it out.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to keep making money every day is to keep showing up. Okay, guys, this was an amazing episode of Queer Women Rising. If you enjoyed this and you want to follow my beautiful friend Imani, again, real friend in real life, not just friend of the internet, love her soul. You want to follow her personal Instagram as well as her yoga Instagram. Can you share both one more time?
So it's Aligned Yogi, the account that I'm on right now is my personal, and then Zen Den Lafayette is in my bio.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, Sophia.
You're so welcome. If you've been watching and you're like, I'm queer too, I'm single, I am curious about Sophia's lesbian dating platform, I got you. DM me the word dating. I would love to consider having you inside, get you an application, and go from there. And I hope everyone has an amazing day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
As queer women, that's women with an X, because of course we are inclusive here. As I was saying, as queer women, we haven't always been lifted up or celebrated. We have often felt left out and put down in places that historically haven't welcomed us. In fact, we have been conditioned by society to be grateful for mere tolerance. My resilient LGBTQ+IA community, I am talking to you. I'll bet you've recognized the spark that God put in your heart, your unique calling to impact the world in only a way that you can. A business idea, a brand to build, a coaching program to start, the art to create, the song to sing, the book to write, that relationship you long to build. But that little light inside your soul has often been blown out by the people around you, leaving you conditioned to play small and not step into your full potential. You are not alone. And it's never too late to truly live your most authentic dream life. I would know. I came out late in life, nearly 30, a couple years ago, after being bullied for months inside a country club. Right outside of my weights class, I was assaulted by a bigoted woman who couldn't stand my queerness. She physically pushed me, so I had a meeting with management. I told them I didn't feel safe. I brought forth evidence, and guess what? They did nothing. Sadly, this is normal. But in order to create change, we have to be brave enough to be the change ourselves. So I did a thing. I started my own virtual country club for queer women, a safe place for us to create meaningful connections and grow. So if you're looking for a love connection, networking opportunities, or coaching to live your best freedom life, you want to apply to be a part of our incredible community of purpose-driven, passionate queer women. Join Queer Women Rising, the online queer country club for growth-minded women ready to level up in life and love. To apply, DM me the word rising on Instagram at Sophia Spellino or chat me the word rising on sophiaspellino.com. Now, beyond hosting Queer Women Rising, I am a personal brand coach and social media strategist. If you give me a moment to tell you about what I do, I can share how I can help you, just like I've helped many clients before get famous online and make more money. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider ready to scale your business for real, or you're just getting started building your dream brand from scratch, and if you're ready to build your own profitable personal brand, I can show you how in 6 months or less. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 10 years in the social media marketing industry, amassing over 400,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purpose-driven, profitable personal brands. Yeah, I have the social media and sales process strategies that can help you finally make the money you deserve. Because I want to help you build your dream business that gives you time, freedom, and makes real money. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from less than 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, my proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck, hitting a plateau in your business that once had consistent revenue, and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, I invite you to book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am extremely selective and this coaching program is not for everyone, and I'm not afraid to say it. I am only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed queer women and allies inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and love listening to Queer Women Rising, please leave me a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, when you're called to do something greater in life, love, or business, you will be uncomfortable until you move. So get up and go get what you want. Let's rise. Let's rise.